Welcome to the Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church.
Welcome to Keys of the Kingdom. I'm Brother Gregory, and again, we're going to be talking about the kingdom of God, and we're going to talk about John 18:36. What did Jesus really say, and to whom, and why, about his kingdom? There are five different words in the Greek language that appear in the New Testament that are translated world some of the time. Which word is used where is very important in understanding the biblical text. The word we see when Jesus says, "My kingdom's not of this world," that we are to live in the world but not of the world, is the word that means constitutional order or system of government. In John 18:36, he says his kingdom's not of this world. What is he talking about? He's talking to Pilate. He's in a court because Pilate has sat in the judgment seat. And he is saying, "My kingdom's not of this world. If I were, my people would apply for justice here in this court. We would contend here in this court to determine whether or not I was the king." But he's saying, "No, my kingdom's not from this jurisdiction." His kingdom existed a long time before. A similar speech was given by a king of England who was brought before the court of Claudius. And he said, "We were kings when Rome was still living in mud huts. I have been a king for a long time." Claudius was so impressed with him and his daughter, Claudia, that he set aside a whole section in Rome just for this captive king that had been conquered by Rome through intrigue. And I'm amazed they haven't made movies about him and his daughter, Claudia. Claudia became a Christian. She actually married relatives of Paul. But Jesus' kingdom was at hand. It was on the planet. It was not of the world of Herod the Great, because he took the kingdom away from the people who had it under Herod the Great. Herod had died. Herod was to give a portion of his kingdom to the Messiah who was to come in his reign, according to prophets of the time, written about in many different sources. And here Jerusalem sat vacant of a king since the death of Herod. His son in Galilee and Philip, they were off other places, as it says very clearly in the Bible. We've already covered that. But he's saying, "My kingdom's not of this world." And he uses a very particular word there, which means constitutional order or system of government. It comes from a word, chemizo, which means to take care of, to provide for, or even to carry off. But his kingdom was not of that world of Rome. It was a different kind of kingdom. And Pilate agreed with him and agreed that he was the king, which is why, as we've explained in great detail and explained in other books that we offer for free on our websites, that Jesus Christ was a king of a different kind of government. And we even covered it recently in our Pilgrims and Strangers piece that we sent out to our network and showed them exactly what the apostles were doing and why and how they explain it in the New Testament. But you're not hearing it in your modern churches. You're not hearing the gospel of the kingdom. You're hearing something that actually resembles something closer to what the Pharisees were preaching and doing. It's quite a mix, quite a change. No, Jesus' kingdom was at hand. He preached it. He took it away from the apostate church that had come down to us through the church in the wilderness. The Pharisees were an apostasy. Many of their practices were not in accordance to the teachings of Moses. They read the Torah, they studied the Torah, but they had come to a completely different conclusion than other Jews at that time, who many of whom followed Christ. because Christ was in agreement with Moses and the Pharisees were not. Many modern-day Jews today are not in agreement with Moses. They're not running their government as Moses set it up. They say they are Jews, but they're actually not running it like Moses said to run it. Moses said to run it by loving your neighbor as yourself, by not oppressing the stranger in your midst, by taking care of one another through free will offerings. I just put a section up, and I'm going to be still working on it more, showing you. The word charity shows up nowhere in the Old Testament. Shows up all the time in the New Testament. Many times it's translated love. Sometimes it's translated charity. When Paul says it, they translate it charity. When Jesus says it, they always translate it love. In the world that Jesus' kingdom is a part of, people govern themselves by love for one another. They keep the commandments and do not covet one another's goods. They live in the world, in the systems that men create for themselves, but they do not apply to them for their benefits. They do not pray to the fathers of the earth. They pray to their Father in heaven, and their prayers are answered through the Eucharist of Christ, given by the people in congregation freely, because they live by faith, hope, and charity. They live of faith, hope, and charity. They do not live of the systems that use force to provide for one another. There is some charity in all churches, but you cannot eat of both tables and still claim to be a Christian. Now, you may have to temporarily as you seek true Christianity. True Christianity is followers of Christ doing what Christ said, not simply saying, Lord, Lord, but actually doing it. And so in our Q&A page, we have lots of little questions there. Was his kingdom of the world? It was in the world, but it was not of the world. He says this over and over again, trying to explain it. But if you don't know the definition of the word, and you know, I don't make these definitions up. They're in your concordances. I had a preacher once said, oh, you can't just make definitions up. You have to go by a standard. I says, so what standard do you use? And he says, theirs. Okay, let's look up the definition in theirs. Constitutional order, system, government. That's what the word means. And that's why he said it to Pilate, who was about to sit in the judgment seat and judge whether Jesus Christ was king. And he says, you don't have any jurisdiction to do it because my kingdom's not of your world. You can't just sit down and judge me. But the amazing thing is Pilate judged he was the king. But Jesus knew it was the Pharisees who had to make the choice. And they rejected Jesus. Now thousands of Jews accepted him. The kingdom was there. They were taking care of the daily ministration. They didn't go to the temple of Herod to get their welfare. They went to the temple of God to get their welfare. That temple was a network of people who loved one another as Christ loved them. They came to church to sacrifice themselves and to take care of one another. Those that had shared with those that did not have enough. And that was the bread they shared that way was the Eucharist of Christ. It wasn't a crumb, it was a loaf. It sustained them during hard times. The system of the world that you depend upon, will it sustain you in hard times? Will it be there for you in hard times? Every one of our congregations is a part of what we metaphorically call FEMA, Faith Emergency Ministry Auxiliary. It is people willing to help one another, give to one another, build a network of trust for one another. You have to do that. But in order to do that, you must change your thinking. And God will change it if you will admit and confess, get baptized and confess. Baptized in what? The ways of God. It's not the water. Water is a momentary event to kind of mark the fact that now you're going to try to walk in the ways of God. When you walk in the ways of God, you will soon be walking in the Holy Spirit. And He will guide you. And He will protect you. But if you're going to continue to walk in the ways of Saul and Cain and Nimrod and Babylon the Great, and covet one another's goods and become merchandise and curse your children with debt, thousands of dollars in debt for every child born today in every country of the world, because they've all gone whoring after the system of Nimrod that is based on force. Their Corban, their sacrifice to take care of the daily ministration is based on force. That is contrary to Christ. That is anti-Christ. We ask other questions in this series. Was Jesus Christ a carpenter? I mean, they want us to think that Jesus Christ was this lowly carpenter, as we see in Matthew 13:55. Is not this the carpenter's son? Well, the word there for carpenter is not really carpenter. Tecton is more applying to the idea of a contractor. Joseph was a contractor, a builder, probably out of stone. He probably built bridges and even temples. There is apocryphal writings that talk about Joseph building a throne in Egypt. What did he do when he went down to Egypt? They were not poor. We don't want you to be content with poverty. We want you to be rich so that you can share your wealth with one another, strengthening the poor amongst you so that they become successful too, so that you can take care of one another in good times and hard times, and not pray to men, the fathers of the earth, the benefactors who exercise authority. Because we know that when you walk in the charity and the liberty of Christ, the Holy Spirit will walk with you, will guide you, will open up new understanding. But if you cannot understand this, where do you take the first step? Towards righteousness, which is what we are supposed to be doing. Seeking the kingdom of God at hand and His righteousness. This is the purpose of the whole gospel, is to get you to do that. Because then the blessings of God will come to you by grace if you seek His ways and relate with one another in His name to serve one another. And until then, may peace be upon your house and may God be with you.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.